Hey there. Welcome back to our podcast. Today, we're diving into an important topic that many of you might be familiar with, jaw pain after a tooth extraction. If you've ever had a tooth pulled, you know it's not exactly a walk in the park, but the relief it brings can be well worth it. So, how do you ensure that your recovery is smooth and free from complications like jaw pain? Stick around, and I'll walk you through some essential tips and insights to help you on your recovery journey. First off, let's talk about how long you can expect your jaw to hurt after a tooth extraction. Now, tooth extraction is pretty common, whether it's a wisdom tooth giving you trouble or another pesky tooth that had to go. Recovery time varies from person to person, but generally, you're looking at about 2 weeks for significant healing. In the first 24 hours, your body starts forming a blood clot at the extraction site, and this is crucial for healing. You might notice some swelling and inflammation for the first few days, but that should start to decrease after 2 to 3 days. As for jaw pain and stiffness, those usually begin to ease up within 7 to 10 days. If you've had stitches, your dentist will likely remove them within a week, unless things were a bit more complicated. Now, why does jaw pain happen after an extraction? There are a few reasons, and understanding them can really help you manage the pain and get on the road to recovery. One common issue is something called a dry socket. This happens when the blood clot at the extraction site gets dislodged, leaving the area sensitive and painful. It's important to avoid actions like using straws or smoking, which can lead to this problem. Another cause could be an oral infection, which can occur if you're not keeping the area clean. Infection shows up as swollen, painful areas on your gums, and it's definitely something you want to avoid by maintaining good oral hygiene. You might also experience sore muscles from having your mouth open during the procedure. This is usually temporary and will go away on its own. In some cases, jaw pain could be related to a temporomandibular joint disorder, or TMJ. This isn't directly caused by the extraction but can flare up afterward, requiring a bit more specialized care. So, what can you do if you're dealing with jaw pain after an extraction? Well, it depends on the cause. For a dry socket, your dentist can clean the area and apply a medicated dressing to relieve the pain. If you've got an infection, you might need antibiotics or even a small procedure to drain any swollen areas. Sore muscles can often be managed with gentle exercises and over-the-counter pain relievers. And if you suspect TMJ issues, it's best to get evaluated by a professional who can recommend the right treatment. Prevention is always better than cure, right? So, after your extraction, follow your dentist's aftercare instructions closely. Keep up with your oral hygiene, avoid smoking, and stick to soft foods for a while. These steps can go a long way in preventing jaw pain and other complications. To wrap things up, recovering from a tooth extraction isn't just about waiting for the wound to heal. It's about being proactive in your care to prevent jaw pain and ensure everything heals properly. At Town Dental, we're here to support you every step of the way, offering the guidance and care you need for a smooth recovery. If you're dealing with any issues or persistent pain after an extraction, don't hesitate to reach out. We're committed to helping you feel your best. Thanks for tuning in today. If you found this information helpful, make sure to subscribe for more tips and insights on keeping your smile healthy and pain-free. Until next time, take care and keep smiling.